1 Chronicles 24, the divisions of the descendants of Aaron. These were the divisions of the sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no children. Therefore Eleazar and Ithamar executed the priest's office. Well, this is referring to how Nadab and Abihu made a rebellion and were slain. And they died before their father Aaron. I think that means in the presence of their father. And it says they had no children. Well, they did have children, but their children did not continue in doing the priest's office. They were put out of the priesthood, as it were. So I think that shows that if your children don't follow God's ways, it is in the end as if you had no children, because if you turn away from God and you die, you shall stay dead in the end forever. There will be the resurrection when Jesus comes back, and the rejected will die the second death and just stay dead forever. Whereas those who do believe and remain faithful, and their children also, they will live forever together. And that is the most wonderful possibility for family life, that actually we as families will live together forever in God's kingdom. It's why really the things of God's kingdom and his service have got to be absolutely central to our lives. And if we turn away, well, that's also going to damage our children. David divided them up according to their duties. So they all had different duties. And when you come to the New Testament, we're told that we are a new priesthood. And all these things that are written about the priests and the Levites and that in the Old Testament, this actually applies to all of us. And so we've all got our different duties. Paul puts it another way when he says we're all in the body of Christ and we've all got our different thing to do. That's important to understand, because it means that we will respect others who are believers, and we'll recognize that they have got duties that maybe we haven't got. And so you come to also see that we are not simply getting baptized as a sign that we agree to some doctrines, some ideas that we've heard, and yep, I tick the box, so I get baptized. Yeah, but we are actually given work to do. We all have something to do. And I suggest that you pray to God to show you what his intention is for you. In Ephesians 2, Paul says that there were good works that God designed for us to do, and he designed them right from the foundation of the world. So he's been waiting a long time, as it were, until we were born, and he has intentions for us, work that he wants us to do, duties for us to do. Well, you go on here to read about how there were 24 elders, and each of them had people who served in their particular order. When you come to the New Testament, you have some visions of heaven itself, where there are 24 elders again. So it's as if the things on earth are a reflection of the things in heaven. There in heaven, the angels are split up into 24 orders. And here on earth, at the time of David and at the time of the Old Testament, the sons of Aaron were split up into 24 orders, who each went and did their service in the tabernacle, in the sanctuary, and later in the temple, according to their specific time that they were asked to serve, and doing their specific individual duties. So we are not alone, that God is working through us, and we are reflecting what's going on up in heaven. So we have got work to do. We have got a service to do. A man is never better, I think, than when he's doing what God wants him to do and God is empowering him in that service. So ask God, what is your ministry? Because you have a ministry. It's not that just some people are given a ministry. We are all ministers. We are all priests. We're all Levites in the new covenant and the new system of things and the new Israel. We all have something to do for God.